Coming up this morning on KUOW, we will be giving you some suggestions for paperwork that you really need to get done. We brought you a series of stories recently about planning for the end of life and how to have conversations with your family about your wishes. Now, maybe you have already had the talk. Good for you. But as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, you're also going to need the right paperwork to make your wishes clear.
There are different names for the documents you'll need: living wills, advance directives, five wishes. They all serve the same purpose. They spell out what kind of medical treatment you'll want if you become seriously ill and how aggressive you want the treatment to be.
And these are the specific situations in which advance directives apply.
At the Everett Clinic, Amy Leonard teaches a class on the kinds of paperwork that will inform medical providers about your wishes.
I want to have life support treatment. I do not want life support treatment if it's been started. I want it stopped. I want to have life support treatment if my doctor believes it would help. But I want my doctor to stop giving me life support treatment if it's not helping any of my health conditions or symptoms.
The monthly class is not just about how to fill out these forms. A doctor or nurse also talks about life-saving treatments so people can better understand what those measures entail. At this recent class, one man wanted to know more about CPR's success rate.
Among the people who have successfully been revived with CPR, 5 to 10%, is there a statistic about the number that have gone on and had healthy lives? Say you were healthy at that time.
I haven't found that statistic. I know that, you know, often if CPR is done on that healthy athlete that goes down to the gym, they often go on to do better and survive and be okay. It's just the older and the frailer and the more sick you get, the less likelihood that you'll bounce back to near perfect before.
Leonard is a social worker at the Everett Clinic. She says understanding these procedures help people make informed decisions. Some procedures have long-term consequences. She says from a healthcare system standpoint, it's costly. From a patient perspective, the hospital isn't where most people want to die.
And so the hope that if people understand a little bit better, then they might make different choices and might avoid things like hospitalizations repeatedly in their last 6 months of life.
Leonard says the two most important papers you'll need are an advance directive and a durable power of attorney for medical decisions when you're not able to make them. You'll need both documents. And there's a third document that's extremely important for elderly people, especially those with multiple chronic conditions or those who are closer to end of life. It's the Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment, or POLST form. It's neon green so medics can find the form easily when responding to an emergency.
If you know you do not want to be resuscitated, this is the document that allows the medics to follow your wishes. Otherwise, in the state of Washington, the default is that you have to be resuscitated.
A POLST form also covers your preferences for medical interventions and things like artificial feeding. Your doctor needs to sign this form. Leonard says many people put their POLST forms on the fridge so medics can spot them right away. The idea is to place it where it's visible and accessible.
We recommend on the door.
The inside of the front door.
If you have an inside your front door. Okay. You know, it's not the prettiest thing to hang up as a decoration, but
it makes for great conversation.
Yeah.
You'd be doing a community service to all your friends and family. Hey, you got one of these?
And it's a good idea to make copies of all these papers for the people who'll need them: your doctor, the hospital you'll likely go to in your community, and your family.
Even the family members maybe that you haven't chosen to make decisions for you, so they understand and aren't surprised at any kinds of decisions you've made, and so they can support the person that you've picked as the decision maker.
Having multiple copies also increases the chances your wishes will be honored. Unlike some states that have registries for end-of-life paperwork, Washington does not. The Department of Health used to keep these records, but stopped doing so because of budget cuts. Oregon, on the other hand, is developing a system so that doctors and healthcare providers can access these forms electronically. If you think these papers are only for elderly people, Leonard says they're not. She recommends that people should start having conversations and drawing up documents when they start having children. This is driven by her experience working in hospice with people at the end stage of life.
As a social worker, I think it's so important to do what you can to make it easier on your family in terms of giving them the information they need.
Leonard says you can always revisit these wishes. It's not uncommon for people to change their minds depending on where they are in their lives. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.